B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
Welcome into Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP.
Robbie's still playing Pokemon Sword and Shield. Put it down, Robbie. We have a radio show to do.
I can do both.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on 98.5, the sports hub of Boston, as well as the Team 980 in Washington, D.C. Check out our website over at CheckpointXP.com, and while you're there, make sure you sign up for the Checkpoint XP Nation newsletter. Get behind-the-scenes insight, photos, and access to contests and unique content. All it takes is an email address and a zip code. So sign up today at CheckpointXP.com. Last week, we talked about the release of the brand-new Pokemon game Sword and Shield, and we talked a little bit about the issue known as Dexit.
Please stop calling it that.
No!
Just don't.
It's a clever little name for it, and I think that it actually fits it perfectly. So, Dexit was where over 500 different Pokemon were deleted for no reason from the game.
It wasn't dramatic. They just didn't bring them over.
No, they were deleted from the game. They didn't even have to make new character models, Robbie. They brought the same character models from the 3DS over to the Switch.
Okay.
So they didn't even have to do any graphical work. So anyway, I understand, Robbie, that you, in fact, got Dexited.
That's right, Nate. So I have to go to Twitter now. I threw my game away. My Switch is in the trash.
Good.
No, I'm still playing. Because like an adult, when I found out that a Pokemon that I thought was going to be in there, so I guess, yes, in a way, I kind of got Dexited. I thought that Rowlet, who is a grass type from Sun and Moon, eventually becomes a grass ghost. Very, very powerful type advantage. I thought I was going to be able to use him, and it turns out I wasn't. So
I had
to redo my whole roster.
But you were grown up, and you decided to make a new team, just like a logical human being would. Listen, I don't get caught up in this mess, because every gen I play Pokemon, I start off with the Pokemon that are actually in the game, because I don't have any of these fever dreams that I'm going to bring all my Pokemon over and somehow be competitive and go to these tournaments and beat other people. Nate, I'm going to look at you in the face and I'm going to tell you that you are not competitive. Kabutops will never be competitive.
I will have you know that I entered a tournament at San Diego Comic-Con and then never showed up. But that's neither here...
You're not competitive!
That's neither here nor there. I'm just expecting a feature of a game that they've put in the previous 7 games and then arbitrarily took out for their 8th game.
All right.
I think that's a pretty big betrayal of the core audience there.
Well, you continue to throw your tantrum over there.
I will!
I actually have a list here courtesy of The Gamer, and these are games for kids that we still play as adults.
Okay, there's got to be a big list.
The Gamer?
The Gamer.
Wow, yeah. A real original website.
Yeah.
Did our friend did our friend Gamer start this website?
Probably not. So we have here Nintendo Labo.
All right, yeah, the Labo.
But, I mean, look,
I've never seen a grown person use
you.
A Labo.
Yeah, I see those as an adult, and I'm just like, no, absolutely not.
What is the Nintendo Labo?
It's like the cardboard thing.
Yeah,
right?
So Nintendo Labo are basically cardboard, like, little construction projects that you can do to then put your Switch in them. So, like, there's a piano one where you put, you know, you make a piano out of cardboard, put your Switch in it, and when you play the keys, plays it on the thing.
Hang on. So you mean to tell me I just paid $500 for this piece of electronics and now you want me to put it in cardboard?
There's also one for fishing.
I'll tell you this. It's pretty creative. When you actually see it in practice, it's pretty creative.
Yeah, but no grown-ups are playing it.
Absolutely not.
Right. Yeah, a strong wind can undo the Nintendo Labo.
What about Minecraft?
What about Minecraft?
See, okay, I feel like grown people who still play Minecraft are a little weird.
Yeah, they're a little creepy.
Yeah.
Producer Chad plays Minecraft.
He's weird. Chad, you're weird.
Okay. we're going there. That's fine. Does anybody remember ARMS on the Nintendo?
Unfortunately,
Switch?
I do.
Or no, was that on the Wii? No, that was a Switch. Yeah.
It was a Switch game.
Who can forget ARMS? But for those that didn't play basically the tech demo that came with the Switch, explain what ARMS is.
It's a fighting game where you're fighters.
No, it's not.
It is not.
It is a fighting game, Norris.
And
who's triggered
fighters.
Now, Norris? Who's triggered now?
It's not a fighting game.
You have springy ARMS that you like fight each other with. It's like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, I guess. I don't know.
That's actually the best comparison I've heard.
Animal Crossing.
That's fair.
Okay, fair.
I will give you that.
Yeah, a lot of people still get caught up with Tom Nook and his student loans is essentially what it is.
Yeah, I need to improve my Tom Nook credit score.
Spyro Reignited Trilogy. And I'm gonna throw in Crash Bandicoot because it's on this list as well.
No, but I think that's cool. My girlfriend, that's like the only video game she plays is the Spyro games.
Yeah, Spyro, I will give you 100%. They're solid platformers. But I don't know that Crash Bandicoot was made for kids.
Well, here
there's nothing that excludes kids, but I don't know that it's made for kids.
I mean, when it came out, it definitely came out in an era that I think video games were still the kids' thing,
to do.
I will give you that the Insane Trilogy and Spyro Reignited, I think that those were remastered specifically to play on our nostalgia as adults.
That's probably fair, yeah.
What about all the Lego games?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Some of the best games that I've played in recent
memory.
So when
you say the Lego games, you mean like Lego Star Wars, Lego Batman?
Yeah. I actually, up until E3, had never actually played a Lego game before. I was really surprised how like in-depth those are and how complex they are.
Which Lego game did you get to try?
The newest Star Wars that
has
all 9 movies in it.
Yeah, that's, I think, the most important, the most impressive thing about those games is how much content they're actually able to cram in.
They are just like the Marvel Avengers success in that you have the same characters, the same assets put across all these different properties.
100%. And they can upscale, too, because they're just Lego blocks.
Now, of course, Pokemon's on this list. Duh.
Duh.
Mario Kart.
All right, fair. I know quite a few adults who play Mario Kart.
I was going to say that
that's not a game for children because it also contains murder. There's nothing that's ever sent me into a murder rage like Mario Kart.
Maybe you're the one who shouldn't be playing it then.
Oh, then you've never been blue shelled right before the finish line.
That's called strategy.
Not usually that good at Mario Kart. And then the final one, Just Dance.
Well, Nate could use some Just Dance right now.
Nate could
use
a lot. Come on.
He could use some calisthenics.
Yeah. I could probably, get up and moving a little bit more, but Just Dance is not going to be the way that I do it.
I feel like DDR should have been that one.
Well, I don't know many kids who play DDR.
I don't know many kids who play Just Dance either.
There are a lot of kids that play Just Dance.
All right, well, Liz, we're going to have to leave it right there. It's time now for Nailed It and Failed It. We already found out who failed it this week, and if you missed it, make sure you visit our website over at checkpointxp.com. So now, let's check out who nailed it.
You know who this is.
From the high highs to the low lows.
Turn it up.
Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
This week's Nailed It is Team Runaway, who are looking at forming a League of Legends team. Let's check out a clip from their win at Korean Overwatch Contenders.
Can they actually extend this?
Oh my god, the mic's on the side, but it's not enough.
It's not enough. OT is going to plummet, and that just should be the end. Runaway, they finally got it. The third attempt, they get the championship win. We got more confetti. Don't worry, guys. We're going to pop some more off. The third timeout, they manage to push themselves over the finish line. They get the victory.
So this is a highly, highly competitive team in Overwatch that ended up becoming the Vancouver Titans. Mm-hmm. And now they have set their sights on League of Legends as well.
Yeah, they have. And Runaway, if you couldn't hear it by the clip, by the way, is just a bajillion screaming fangirls. They're straight up like K-pop level popular.
There were people crying.
There were people in tears, including the team at that contenders win. And Runaway is a big deal in Korea, and their move to Overwatch League as the Titans was heralded as a big deal. So seeing them wanting to get involved in League of Legends is absolutely amazing, and people are going to be even more excited about Runaway now.
You can always find out who nailed it and who failed it according to Checkpoint XP over at our website, CheckpointXP.com. And do you know someone who nailed it? Maybe they epically failed it. Maybe they just left their controller there and their character wasn't doing anything. I don't know. You send it our way. Make a submission over at our website, CheckpointXP.com. Earlier this week, we got to speak with Matthew Cote, lead developer for Dead by Daylight. For those unfamiliar with the game, Dead by Daylight is a multiplayer 1v4 survival horror game where one player takes the role of a savage killer and four other players take the role of survivors trying to escape. He actually talked with us about some of the inspiration that goes into the dev team and what they draw on when creating an original new killer.
The other example that comes to mind is obviously a Lullaby for the Dark. So when we created the Huntress, we went to dig a little bit into like Eastern European, Russian, Ukraine, these corners. We found that the lullaby itself is actually a lot of our Russian fans sort of lost their minds because this is the song that their mothers sang to them as a kid.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
So for them, it really connected with something visceral. But it was really fun to go and check what are the local legends, you know, the urban legends, the folklore, the mythology in these regions. And we created a character. I think it's one of the most cosplayed characters. It's also one of the most iconic ones. It's instantly recognizable. So definitely that's something that we enjoyed doing quite a lot. And there are... That's one of the things is, yes, we could continue and do 20 more chapters in the world of Eastern European folklore.
He also spoke with us about some of the items that are going to be going on sale during their Black Friday sale.
Almost the whole store is 30% off, 50% off on the characters,
wow.
Except for Stranger Things, which is 30%.
Wow.
And that's including most of the other licenses. And it's until 11 EST on the December 5th on all platforms.
And make sure you check out Dead by Daylight, available on PS4, Xbox, Switch, and Steam. All right, well, coming up next on Checkpoint XP, Matthew's actually going to stick around, and we're going to find out who can spot the fake horror movie better. Is it me or is it Matthew? Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Esports is the fastest growing area in collegiate athletics, and Checkpoint XP on campus keeps you up to speed on all the exciting action.
From varsity and club esports tournaments to college curriculums focused on gaming, each week, Checkpoint XP on campus brings you more than just stats and scores.
We're digging to school rivalries, scouting, scholarships, and talking with players and coaches.
Catch new episodes of Checkpoint XP on campus Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
And on demand 24/7 on YouTube, Twitch, radio.com, and always at CheckpointXP.com.
Catch new episodes of Checkpoint XP on campus Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and on demand 24/7 on YouTube, Twitch, radio.com, and always at CheckpointXP.com.
Checkpoint XP on campus, the show for collegiate video gaming and esports.
Ready. That. Go!
Welcome into Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP.
Matthew Cote, game designer for Dead by Daylight, is hanging out with us here on Checkpoint XP. Welcome back. I want to thank everyone listening on CBS Sports Radio 1300 in Baltimore, as well as WCBT 1230 in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. For all the latest in college esports, make sure you check out Checkpoint XP on campus. Our own Norris Howard hosts alongside Jacob Brothers and Daniel Agbuya from the University of Las Vegas. They bring you all the biggest stories in collegiate esports from a perspective of the students who live and breathe it. Check it out over at our website, checkpointxp.com, or look for Checkpoint XP on campus wherever you get your podcasts. So Matthew Cote was nice enough to stick around through the break, developer for Dead by Daylight. And, you know, Robbie, I guess you've got a list of horror movies, and we're going to try to spot the fake.
I have not spoiled myself, right, so I remain a contestant.
So we're going to play with Nate and Matthew here. So it's called Real or Fake Horror Movie. So I'm going to give you the title of a horror movie, and you guys got to tell me if it's real or if it's fake.
Okay.
All right, so the first one, The Month of Blood.
That's fake.
That's real. I saw that.
Really? Who was in it? Because according to this, it's fake.
What? I saw that. I know I saw that.
Oh, you're going to have to look up proof then.
Oh, where's my IMDb?
I love how to call me out and know it was fake. Because I did put these fake ones in, by the way.
All right, so the next one is called Q, The Winged Serpent.
Q?
Mm-hmm.
Q? The Winged Serpent.
That's
Q
fake.
Colon, that's, the Winged Serpent.
That's fake.
Now, that's true. That's a real thing.
From 1982, starring David Carradine and directed by Larry Cohen. That is real.
No. I came in very confident
to
this game.
2-0 right now.
All right, the next one. Barn of the Naked Dead.
See, now I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for Matthew's answer and parrot what he says.
That does sound made up.
Yeah, that sounds super fake.
Is that your final answer?
It's made up.
Yes.
That is real, from 1973, directed by Alan Rudolph.
Yep. Well, I'm making a note of that.
A lot of stuff after those, like Night of the Living Dead. Yeah, so they got a lot of spoofs. There's a ton of stuff.
There's some weird movies out there. I don't doubt it.
All right. Yeah. Curse of the Space Flies 2, The Hatchlings.
That's true.
Okay, I guess I'm going to go with true. He sounds very confident on that one.
That one is fake, unfortunately.
See, I knew that. I did it to screw with you.
Oh, okay, good. All right. You did a good job at screwing with us.
All right. The Devil's Lettuce, Attack of the Weed Zombies.
I swear I've heard this before. I promise you I've heard this movie title before. I think that's real.
I think so, too.
Oh, unfortunately, you're both wrong. That one's fake as well. You guys started off so well.
Oh, no.
I suck a little less than you.
I was so excited because I was like, man, he's going to get these all right.
That's what I thought so, too. At first, I'm like, he is a pro at this. All right, we got a few more here.
Okay.
Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead.
That's true.
That's real.
Real 2006, directed by Lloyd Kaufman.
Okay, yes. I've spent enough time at Thomas Video in my youth to know that one's real.
I will say, I recommend that one if you want a really bad, funny movie.
Oh, boy. The Screaming. Yeah, The Screaming of the Trees.
I think that's fake. It's a band.
I'll say true.
It's a band, I think.
That one is fake.
It was based off the band.
All right, yes.
I based the name off the band.
Yes.
All right,
call
we
Nate.
Got two more here. Right. Two more here. My Eyes See Red.
That could go either
that's
way.
A good title.
It's not a movie that I've ever heard of, but
My Eyes See Red.
I'll say
it's true.
I'll say fake.
That is a fake one.
Ah, yes.
I think you guys are actually tied now. So here we go. We got the last one here.
All right.
Deathbed.
We can't answer the same thing or else it's going to be a tie.
That's true.
Unless we don't mind being tied and we're friends forever after that.
Did we just become best friends?
I think we did. Deathbed, the bed that eats.
That's true.
That is definitely true. I have seen that movie.
That's right. Real, from 1977, directed by George Barry.
I guess we're best friends now.
Best friends forever.
Yay!
Matthew Cote, game director on Dead by Daylight, has been our guest. Matthew, man, thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.